Juilliard Park in downtown Santa Rosa has wide green lawns, bocce courts, and planter beds teeming with vegetables.
People are raising things like chard, lettuce, cabbage. And some people have put in fava beans, which is a good nitrogen fixer. Some people eat the pods, their beans, and some just turn them back under the ground. Here's broccoli that's going to seed, could be eaten.
It's a source of food for local residents and wildlife.
And I just see a little bird with a big old bug in its mouth. It's so cute. Insect control.
Arlie Haig coordinates this and other local gardens through the organization iGrow. She says these 14 vegetable plots are growing on what once were two bocce ball courts. At the time they were put in, bocce wasn't very popular. But now, that's changed.
Fast forward a couple years, bocce ball has become an extremely popular sport in Juilliard Park.
Lisa Grant is the maintenance superintendent for Santa Rosa's Parks Department.
And we have requests by the bocce ball players to build more courts, and actually they would like to reclaim their two courts that are now vegetable gardens.
The vegetables will remain, Grant says, but the turn of events did show the department the need to set some guidelines. Last night, the Santa Rosa Board of Community Services approved a new department policy for creating gardens in the city's parks.
In some requests, there's been dilemmas. One early request asked us to move a soccer field 20 feet. And in reality, that couldn't happen. There's irrigation, there's the need for soccer.
The new guidelines say prior park uses take precedence, and that gardeners need to pay for the water they use. Water costs a lot, says Grant, and budgets are already stretched tight.
It's an issue for us to even keep our parks green.
With the new guidelines in place, Grant hopes community gardens will flourish in the city for the benefit of everyone.
Through the community gardens, friendships and community can develop. That's the vision, that not only young people, kids, are learning how to grow vegetables and enjoying eating them, but a community develops from the gardens. And then that strengthens the neighborhood.
At the Juilliard Gardens, Haig sees firsthand how growing food improves people's lives.
For the most part, we're only accepting people who live in this neighborhood because it's really within walking distance is ideal. Many of these people around here, and this is the older district, are live in apartments and they live above their stores. It's really convenient to have a place to grow. People need to be eating fresh, healthy food.
More of that food, Haig believes, will be moving from local parks to local plates. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.